Most agricultural organizations are pleased with the Senate action this week to pass a resolution disapproving of EPA's Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS rule. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says, even if it ultimately means nothing, it was good to see which senators are opposed to the rule.
We did see a bipartisan Senate action, so both Republicans and Democrats worked to pass a joint resolution, Joint Resolution number 22, which was sponsored by Senator Joni Ernst, Republican from Iowa, which uses the Congressional Review Act to disapprove the Waters United States rule. It is a good sign that we have continued support, again, bipartisan support in the Senate to push back against the administration. Now the House has to consider this, and then it will ultimately go to the president. Unfortunately, however, we do know that the president is going to veto this. So we will have to try to find some other actions to kill the Waters United States rule. But this was still a step in the right direction just to show the overall support we have from the members of the Senate.
Woodall says the overwhelming support for the rule by Democrats and President Obama is difficult to believe.
That it's hard to imagine that the Democrats in the Senate, and especially the president, could ignore the outrage from so many facets of our economy. This is not just an agriculture issue. We have the home builders, we have the mining association, we have counties, we have municipalities. Just about everybody who uses and manages land has shown their unhappiness with this rule and the fact that they are against it. So I think this really shows where a political agenda is definitely trumping what's right for water quality and definitely what's right for those of us who use and manage the land.
Don Parrish with the American Farm Bureau Federation thinks it's hard to believe any senator would support WOTUS given that it's already lost legal challenges.
We now have two courts, one at the district level, one at the circuit court level, that says these rules are likely illegal. And why Congress would choose to uphold a rule, or the president would choose to uphold a rule that the courts have already said are likely illegal, is beyond me.
Because of those rulings, implementation of WOTUS has been put on hold, and there are other lawsuits yet to be heard, but it may be years yet before a final decision is made. Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.